Welcome to Smarketing Smarts, a podcast for those people in sales and marketing. What's up, everybody out there in internet land? We are on episode 2 of Smarketing Smarts. And last week we talked about getting started. This week we're going to move into a little piece of strategy. And we're going to talk about building the foundation. So without further ado, have you ever watched commercials on TV and wondered how they came up with the incredible ideas? Especially think about the Super Bowl commercials or just maybe the most creative commercials that you've seen in the last 30 days. Or maybe you looked at an awesomely designed website and wondered, you know, how did they go from zero pixels to, you know, this award-winning website? Effective marketing strategies have always blown my mind. It's just something that I look at what people are doing and I'm like, wow, how did that idea even come across? And I'll never forget the first time that I actually visited Amazon.com and I thought, how in the world did they put all this great stuff together? You know, how did they get everything that I needed to see in front of me? It's sort of like they already know me as a person. And even better are the, you know, target ads that seem to be conveniently selling every single item my wife needs, or maybe I should say she wants, at the exact time that she needs it. That's what's amazing. It's really cool, and actually, it may be a little creepy too. But what's the secret? You know, how do you take your marketing strategy to the next level? It's actually not as hard as you may think. However, I should say that with great marketing ability comes great marketing responsibility. And so what you want to do is focus on being that cool kid in your space and definitely not being that creepy kid. Remember, it's just like high school. Everybody likes the cool kid. Now, I want to talk about several items that we sort of need to achieve to get started when you're thinking about your online marketing strategy. First of all, if you have a website now, an existing one, maybe it got built and you set it aside for a while, or maybe it's, you know, something that you've had up and you've been using, but you're really trying to maybe restart, you know, something that was going. But here's the deal. If you have a website, an existing one, should you bulldoze that website? Should you take time to fix it? That's something that you need to assess and look at. Now, if you don't have a website, then obviously, you know, you'll still want to pay attention to some of these things. But here's the deal. The first thing you need to look at, if you have an existing website, is your website responsive? If you don't know what responsive design is, then the answer is probably no. It probably isn't. Now, what that means is that it's viewable on a screen, on a tablet, on a mobile phone, you know, basically any device screen that it would ever be on, it would look right, and you would be able to engage with your customers or prospects where they're at. Another thing that you want to look at is, can your current site be shared quickly and easily on social media channels? You know, a lot of sites you go on today have those little social share buttons. Do you have that ability? If not, you know, is your website now a straight HTML site? Does it make it hard to put those share buttons on it? You know, make sure you don't put crappy looking share buttons. Make sure that your design looks nice, but you know, maybe it's a content management system and there's a plugin like for WordPress that you can get those in there, but you need to make sure that that can be done. If it can't be done, again, if you're building from scratch, you know, responsive and social shares are two very important things. Last but, you know, certainly not least on the things that you kind of want to look at to assess where you're at with bulldozing your website or even starting a new one is collecting data from your visitors. You know, is your existing website hooked up to Google Analytics, or are you using, you know, a marketing software like HubSpot or Marketo to actually collect that data and be able to make some decisions? If not, can it be done with your existing site? Or moving forward, you know, what's the best option to track that data? At the end of the day, you need to be tracking the data, all of it. Did folks come from organic search? Did they come from social? Did they come from an email campaign? Did they get referred from a different site? If you don't have that information to start making smart business decisions, then your foundation, and again, that's what we're talking about, is building a solid foundation. Your foundation will be weak. Here's the deal. A firm foundation, responsive design, the ability to share socially on your site, and then being able to track, you know, all sorts of data that you need. Once you have that, that's kind of your basement level, you know, then you need to start laying kind of the floor, right? The floor of your house, let's say. And so then you have to start looking at things like, does my existing website use landing pages and CTAs? Now, CTAs, if you don't know, it's call to actions. It's getting people to click, you know, on a button or an image or some text and get them to an actual landing page where you've created some type of offer. This could be a downloadable PDF. It could be some image resources. It could be a pre-recorded webinar. There's just a lot of things that you could offer up, but the idea is there's a form on this landing page that they fill out and then get to the content. Is your existing site, you know, part of your foundation or part of your, you know, floor? Is it using landing pages and CTAs? If not, that's a must. Basically, your foundation, the idea of it is to give you the ability to convert visitors that are just kind of these random, you know, I don't know who they are people, to actual leads where you know their name, you know what, you know, they're kind of doing on the site, you know what they're looking at, you know what they're interested in. And so this really is the starting point of how you can start to add context to the content that you're creating for these, you know, visitors and leads. And then obviously at the end of the funnel, we want them to be customers. You know, landing pages and CTAs, I would call that the floor. You got to get that down before you start to build the walls and the roof and furnish the rest of your house. You need to sit back and think, wow, I'm not a programmer. How am I going to do that? I really don't know what this stuff is. How am I going to figure it out? And what I'll say is that you have to cut out the limitations. Imagine if a construction team, you know, came in and their first house build, and they knew that if they built the house, they could make $140,000 or $200,000 or maybe it's $1 million home. But if they stood there and looked at an empty, you know, piece of ground and said, oh, we can't do this because, or we're not sure where we're going to buy the lumber, the house would never get built. And that's the same thing with your online kind of inbound marketing, you know, website foundation thing that we're talking about, is that you have to cut out the limitations. You know, sometimes it's hard to reach for those big ideas and to make a substantial business transition because we're kind of paralyzed with this fear. We're worried about what we can't do instead of focusing on really what we can do. And we're scared of failure. I mean, that's just a human trait, is that we are scared to fail. Why? Because we think people will see that we'll fail. We think that if we fail, you know, it's a negative thing. Really, you know, I live by the mantra that, you know, fail yourself to success. Every time I failed, I've learned something new. I'm probably one of the most thick-headed people that you'll ever meet, but I usually don't make the same mistake twice. So all those failures help to build me up in a way that eventually you end up in the right direction, doing the right things, you know, making the right choices. The negative, you know, thoughts, limitations, you have to cut that out. Start tackling tasks as if you had no limitations. You know, you're more capable than you think. You just are. I don't know what it is about, and I talked a little bit about this last episode about how we all have self-doubt, but, you know, you're able to do this stuff. You know, I believe in you. You should believe in yourself. You know, and here's the thing. There's so much talent out there. Get somebody to help you. If there are certain things that you can't tackle, like not everybody's a developer, not everybody's a designer, but learn what you can learn and take it as far as you can take it. But then after that, you know, you're going to have to just get somebody that can help you. If not, if you can't afford that, or if somebody won't help you for free, if it's a small project, you know, you may have to take a coding course or, you know, learn marketing strategy yourself. That's just part of the deal. Again, last episode we talked about passion. It really depends on how passionate you are about building this foundation and moving in the right direction and having things that you need. once you get the self-doubt out, you know, you're ready to start plugging away. Maybe you've found some people to help you. Maybe you've taken a course or whatever. Now, here's the deal. You got to start hammering, you know. If you were building a house, you don't begin with the lampshades and paint colors. And you have to start with this frame. You build the house stud by stud. The same idea applies here. Start from the very beginning by asking yourself, you know, a couple questions. You need to know things like, who is my target audience? What does my target audience need? How do I convert that audience from visitors into leads? And how many offers will I need to build to do that? You know, what are they going to embrace and download and use? You know, how much of a utility am I going to have to be, get them to embrace my brand or what I'm building? You're going to need to figure out how to determine the lead life cycle. How long does it take to get a visitor turned into a lead, turned into a customer? You need to know that information. What kind of lead scoring should you be implementing? If you have these offers and you're doing content marketing with a blog and you're using social media, what kind of scoring, what kind of point structure do you put in place where, you know, 6 months, a year from now, that prospect 1, 5, and 10 are now, you know, at 75 points, 150 points, 200 points, and then you know on a marketing side of things to actually go back and look at them, engage with them, and start to move away from maybe the education that they've been getting and actually turn into making some physical sales to help keep you in business. There's loads of more questions that you need to, you know, start answering as you continue to build, but these questions that I listed out should give you a pretty good start. Remember, you're working on the studs here. You know, start laying out templates, basic workflows, etc. And just like a house, the different walls that you're building will start to come together and build that house upon the foundation that you started. If you're measuring everything accurately and keeping things consistent, you know, everything will fit together. So here's the deal. You've got started and now you start to build the foundation. Moving forward, if you're doing something and you build a firm foundation, then as you move forward and you start to grow and you expand with staff and you expand with clients, if it's a crappy foundation, it's going to fall apart. And you're going to have to do double the work. But if you start now and you build out this firm foundation, then in the long run, you'll have to do less work because that solid structure is highly important. So that's all our time for episode 2 of Smarketing Smarts. Remember to start doing what it is that you're passionate about. Lay the groundwork, the framework, the foundation to make yourself successful. Until next time, have a great day.